KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries acknowledging last Tuesday's election results. He said the will of the people was heard, but the Democrats are not just going to roll over.
When we're confronted with nominations like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., are these the best individuals available?
And any extreme policy proposals?
Always push back whenever necessary against far-right extremism that will hurt the American people.
President-elect Trump announced that Interior Secretary nominee Doug Burgum will also lead a newly created National Energy Council tasked with establishing U.S. energy dominance worldwide. Oklahoma School Superintendent Ryan Walters requiring local districts to show his video announcing a new Department of Religious Freedom and Patriotism. The state's attorney general says Walters has no such authority. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced that Wisconsin ranked first in the country for collecting unwanted medications on Drug Take Back Weekend. According to a press release, over 55,000 pounds of unused or unwanted medications were collected this fall, with Texas ranking second with over 48,000 pounds. In total, Wisconsin ranks third for most pounds of medication collected all time, with just over 1.3 million pounds. Officials are also reminding residents that there are over 500 permanent drug disposal boxes across the state. Beginning in 2025, Wisconsin residents who own or lease an electric vehicle charging station may see an extra charging tax. Many residents who own, lease, manage, or otherwise operate an electric vehicle charging station will need to register with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue before using the charging station. The registration can be completed using the online business tax registration tool on the Department of Revenue's website. The excise tax registration requirement will not apply to residential electric vehicle charging stations. Construction is officially underway on an expansion project for the paper company Sofidel in Duluth. Officials say the massive expansion project will cost around $200 million and should be completed in 2026. The project will be completed in two phases, and when complete, will provide the company with an automated warehouse to cut down on shipping costs. Officials also say the expansion will create an additional 160 jobs for the region. Construction on the expansion project has been underway for about 2 weeks. One person was injured in a crash involving a Duluth Transit Authority bus on Thursday. According to the Duluth Police Department, the crash occurred on Central Entrance and Mesaba Avenue at around 5:30 p.m. Authorities say the bus was traveling on Central Entrance when it was hit by a vehicle turning left onto Mesaba Avenue. One passenger on the bus suffered minor injuries and the car was towed from the scene by law enforcement authorities. The driver of the car making the left turn was also cited by police for failure to yield. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks head to Charlotte. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks play the Hornets at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, North Carolina tomorrow night. Giannis Antetokounmpo was once notorious for missing shots from the free throw line, but Wednesday he was 16 of 17, 94% on the way to 59 points in that overtime win over Detroit, sinking two critical shots to keep the game alive.
I've never been scared to go to the line in my career, even if I miss 10 in 10. I don't think I've ever shied away from contact and the free throw line, even when I airball a shot or whatever. But, you know, once you see the ball go in, now you have a little bit more rhythm.
A busy weekend in Madison for the Badgers. Wisconsin hosting number one ranked Oregon tomorrow night at Camp Randall. Tonight, the men's basketball team against Arizona at the Kohl Center.
Yeah, obviously a lot going on Friday and obviously a big weekend on campus too with Saturday night's football game. But coming off the week we had, I thought we got better as the week progressed.
That's head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, some foggy areas and lows in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, highs upper 40s to near 50. A few showers around Saturday night, then breezy, mid-40s and partly sunny Sunday.
Currently 35 degrees. Earl Ingram.
Don's from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Tom Moore from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss Trump's personnel selection process and recess appointments. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Schwabba.
Conrad, your dad's checking in. From the 920, he says another bit of history about Ashford. This is where Conrad watched his favorite Bear Packer memory took place. Conrad's great-great-great-grandfather, that sounds made up, used to go to the bar on a horse, the bar that Conrad watched the game at 9 years old. His great-great-great-grandfather used to ride a horse to the bar.
That's new information for me.
Wow. He says, my best memories of the Packers-Bears game, renting and living in a rented U-Haul in Green Bay during the 1980s with my high school buddies from Saturday to Sunday, leading up to parking at Lambeau parking lot, tailgating, and watching the game. Usually we lost back then, but it was a great time. The Bears still suck.
Yes.
And Steve says 21-7 Packers. Okay.
That sounds good.
That's 21-7.
Yeah. That's probably what's going to be. That sounds reasonable, yeah.
I'm glad you guys think so.
Yeah.
Frank Hermans is in the studio. We're hanging out talking about his awesome Christmas show coming up. He brought his 13-year-old son, Harrison, here, who I understand is, are you going to join your dad when he sings?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. Right.
You seem
He might. A little scared.
He's kind of a harmony guy. He's like his mom. He sings harmony on everything.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Am I singing harmony on this?
I don't know.
I don't know this.
You don't know it.
I haven't even been to a rehearsal.
Oh, nice. That's the spirit.
That's his talent, baby.
Well, let's... Yeah. All right, I was going to ask you about the Flex Tapes, but let's do a song first. Then we can talk about
song
your shows.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time. And by the way, we'll be singing next Saturday morning. Amy and I are hosting the Green Bay City Parade, Christmas Parade. And
And
I, we sing before the parade, and we do this song. And also, Amy and I are going to be the hosts on TV 26 doing the play-by-play.
Oh, that's fun. You'll have to tell us when that happens, too, before you leave so we get people in. Okay. This is Frank.
Oh, have a blue Christmas. Without you, I'll be so blue just thinking about you. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas so white, but I'll have a blue Christmas. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, oh, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas so white, but I'll have a blue Christmas. I won't do the background. So.
You know what? We've been talking on this show about how it's a little early for Christmas.
Yeah.
yeah. and all that.
Yeah.
It's not. I am officially.
Did I put you in the spirit?
You did.
On the 15th of November.
Well, we're talking about your show.
Yeah.
And you're singing. Yeah, I'm totally. Yeah. I'm in.
I tell you, you know, I think about that too, Pete. I mean, I started writing this Christmas show beginning of October, and I'm listening to Christmas songs. Yeah. Like, what is going on, you know? Right. And today I hosted Local 5 Live with on Channel 5 right here in Green Bay with Melaine Stadolin, and we got Christmas tree stuff coming in. People, you know, talking about Christmas candies. I'm like, God, I'm not even done with Halloween candy yet. Right. But you know what? I'm in the spirit too.
Me too, man. Yeah. And that song too, it's just a fun.
It is.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because there's a good vibe in the studio, Conrad, right?
Harrison's great, here. Yeah, great
Christmas
vibe.
Christmas is a time for kids.
It's pretty sweet in here.
What do you, Frank, do you like, you do a lot of TV work here in Green Bay, too.
I do.
How do you feel about like that compared to live? I'm sure you don't get the rush you get, but you do get kind of a rush on TV. It's like you can't mess up. What do you prefer?
Well, I like it all.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, they asked me, Frank, you want to do it? I'm like, I'm the one who was always saying yes. I do it probably 30, 40 times a year. I sub.
Nice.
And it's kind of like being on live TV like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Now it's scripted. I'm reading a teleprompter, but I tell you what, I'm going off script a lot.
Really?
You know, when you're asking questions, when you're interviewing something. And that's what makes a person good on TV is to think on their feet, to be quick, because things happen. And Lisa Melaine, I've learned from the pros there, you know, hosting and, you know, coming up with questions. Because sometimes things, you get somebody who will only answer yes or no. You know, you start with an open-ended question and they say yes or no. You got to keep it going, man. And it's really a talent to be able to do that. So you're a host. You know how it is.
Yeah.
You get some guests in here, it's hard to get it out of them. And you got to make them feel comfortable.
Sometimes it's hard to get it out of them, but then I'll have the occasional guest who will answer.
Well, shut up.
Who will answer every question I had within the first 2 minutes.
Oh yes, yes.
Okay.
Where do we go from here?
This song.
Yes.
You know, it's
isn't
like,
that funny?
It's hilarious. Yeah. So, all right, tell us, Frank, about your flex packages for Let Me Be Frank, because you are doing some. How do you write all this stuff? Like you got shows in addition to the Christmas show.
Yeah.
I can't believe you have time to even do this.
People ask me that all the time. I think it's easy because that's what I do. I love to write conversation.
Yeah.
You're a comedy writer. I'm a comedy writer.
Right.
I love to sit down and write conversation. And I'm a sponge, Americana. I'm a sponge. I'm a sponge with you know, radio, TV. I'm listening. And you know, I love spontaneity. I love improv. So when I sit down and write, the best things are the ones stolen. You know that. You know, the best ideas.
Everything's derivative. Everything
is derivative. You know that as a writer. And granted, you're coming up with your own jokes and stuff. You're coming up with your own things. But they're concepts. So I got show ideas right now. You know, Pete, you're not going to believe it's through 2028. So I got the next 3-4 seasons. They're just ideas, though. And then, like right now, we're doing the Christmas show. I'm going to start writing Anchorman Green Bay probably next week.
But
I know. I'll probably start writing.
Do you ever take a break?
I love to write, dude.
My God.
Is he an absentee
started.
Father, Harrison? Because
yes.
He should be out playing catch with you,
do
right?
Do I not play catch with you every day?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You made a promise that you'd give me $20 if you ever say no to playing catch. You said no to playing catch about 10 times now.
Have you ever given me $20?
Cut to a commercial. This is awkward.
Where's my $20?
Family son. Father son. No, you know, Amy and I, I own my own business, so we can take our time. We do have set times. We work and stuff, but we're around for our kids, and that's
nice.
the best thing. We travel. We like to do stuff. The kids are all in sports. They're all in music, and they're all involved with what we do.
Wow.
So when I write a show, I'm doing it in the morning. I'm doing it at night. I'm getting up at 3 a.m. You get an idea. I can scratch out a show with Pete. I know you're going to think this is crazy. I'll have a concept brewing in my head. I'll have ideas. I'll have the music all picked out, the characters. I'll sit down. I'll pop out a show in a day and a half. I kid you not.
Wow.
But then you take a couple weeks and you streamline it.
Yeah, sure.
You clean it up.
Edit
and,
it a little
you
bit.
You know, exactly. And it's become I've written 152 shows now, 152.
Good
152
Lord.
Shows in 25 years. And it's kind of, I have a system, but I don't want to get stuck in that system of shows being too similar.
Right.
So I try and get out. I try and pull myself out of that and try different characters and let different people take different, you know, roles or leads, because I have 8 talented singers and actors that I got to make sure everybody gets the same amount of lines. So it's, you know, I'm making sure everybody gets the same time amount on stage. And that's important to me because I want them to feel that they make their living doing this for me in Green Bay. you know, acting crazy. And singing. I know.
If they make their living. They make their living. Live here.
That's, yeah, that's... Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's a Meyer Theater, 90 dates a year. I mean, that's what does it.
We are lucky in Northeast Wisconsin to have the Meyer Theater. I mean, I know you have a deal with them that's great, but it's been around forever, and it is a treasure. I mean, how did Bay Beach Boys, was that what it was called?
Bay Beach Boys, and actually Harrison was in
one
that
of my
show.
Favorite shows of everybody. It was great so music. Much fun because I was with Blake.
I also have another son, 24-year-old Blake Hermans, who was in the show. So I had my two sons, and they played brothers in the show, and they were just...
We just beat the crap out of each other. Just pushing and shoving.
It was improv all night long with those guys. But Bay Beach Boys did very, very well because the Beach Boys were here. Epic Field, Rockers, Green Bay Rockers. And then we kind of... piggyback that with the music. We sang all the Beach Boys music and talked about the history of Bay Beach in the 1960s. And over, I think it was over 1,000 couples since it opened in 1895, Bay Beach got married. Met at Bay Beach and got married. That's a statistic that you don't think about. Right. I think I made it up, but I think it's real.
Right. You're really good at that.
I'm good at that.
That is the voice of Frank Hermans and his son Harrison Hermans, who are in the studio with me. We're playing some music. We're having some laughs. And Frank, what is your favorite part of the whole process?
You're writing. Writing.
Even more than performing.
Yeah. Really. I love writing. I love the creative process. I love it when I give the script to my wife and I watch her face. Yeah. Either it's, can say that? Or she laughs. The best night of rehearsal for me is that first night when everybody's reading the scripts and I'm explaining their characters and they get it. Sometimes they don't. Don't get me wrong. They don't get their character.
So what do you do?
I just coach.
Tweak it?
Just
or
coach. And everybody's so talented that they'll take, like I'll have, like Paul Evenson, you know, very talented young man. And I had him do, can you act like Jim from Taxi in this show? You know, we're just like that. And he was great. So sometimes when I'm putting characters together, I don't want them, you know, just to be the nerd or the cool guy. You know, we're looking at subtleties, you know, to add to their inflection of their speech or, you know, or just something that can be, because the audience member wants to see something familiar. They really do. Yeah. And then the new stuff works after a while.
That's interesting. Yeah. You could check out Frank's show, Christmas show from November 28th, right? Yeah. To December 27th.
Well, it's the 29th. I think we open up the day 29th? After Thanksgiving. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. To December 28th.
Here at the Meyer Theater. Check it out and go see it because this is... I said this last time you were here. I don't know if you know this, Harrison. There are not many people like your dad in other cities. Like we're lucky to have him.
We don't got a nut job in a lot of cities either.
I was kind of setting him up. I kind of knew he was going to go there. So
it's too easy.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so your dad also owned a comedy club down the street that I worked back in the 90s. Where was that? What is there now?
Well, what's there now is, it's right down from the Heights now. It's another bar. I sold it back in the day, and what did they call it? Anyway, we were there from 90 to 94, Doc's Comedy Club.
Right.
And it was right after the Black Saddle. You got the Black Saddle, then you got the clothing store, and then us.
Going that way?
Toward
the Meyer?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can't remember the address.
Two doors down from Black Saddle. I just want to take a ride by. You can't remember the address?
Okay. I'm sorry I can't, but yeah, we were there.
I just wonder why it went out of business.
Those 4 years, I hardly remember, okay? It was a cash-heavy loaded business. And we experimented in alcohol and all those crazy things back then.
Don't little stupid. Your son is here.
He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I read the book.
We'll have a few more minutes with Frank Hermans and Harrison Hermans. We'll see what we can get them to sing when we come back. It's Nightlight with Peach Baba on the Civic Media Radio Network. The black and white, they cruise by. They watch us from the corner of their eye. But there ain't no doubt, really down here, we're
going to change. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
There are some words that only get used in association with a phrase or another word. Nobody ever uses the word tribulation. You talk about the trials and tribulations. Another one would be vim. Nobody uses vim unless you're talking about vim and vigor. I'm going to make that list of words that you never hear unless it's in that particular phrase.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I can feel it. I'm in the Christmas mood because Frank Hermans is here, and he just sang Blue Christmas, and he brought his son Harrison, who we're getting to know a little bit, and he's giving his dad a hard time, but... Have you ever been grounded, Harrison?
Have you? I don't think so.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't
ground the kids.
Dumb.
The kids, I got to tell you, they take after their mom, thank God. Mom is just a smart cookie. Yeah. And all these kids of mine, they're not like me. Well, I guess they are like me. They're funny. They're talented. Mom's talented too. But
I think we get most of the musical from mom.
You think it's most of the musical from mom? You're gonna say that? Are you really gonna say that to my face right now? Are you gonna say that?
I think I am gonna say that.
You're
to
say, you're right here.
Commence grounding.
Sorry,
you're grounding
to your room, young man.
Crap.
You know when you send them to the room, they
go
okay.
Back office. Yeah.
They like it because they got all their electronics in the room.
Yeah, exactly. Frank Hermans and Harrison Hermans hanging out for a few more minutes here on Nightlight. It is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be along at 7:35, bringing new music and sparkling conversation. It is a Bear Packer weekend, ladies and gentlemen. So text us and let us know your prediction and share a memory with us if you like. Bridget texted from the 818 saying, "I hope it's a good game. Good luck." Very diplomatic.
Very diplomatic.
Oh boy.
It's a serious sports fan right there.
I do recall when Charles Martin slammed.
Oh man.
That was a great memory.
And Chuck Cecil with Matt Sewell. Packers were a dirty team back then.
They were a dirty team and I loved it.
See, I feel like when the Bears are terrible, I want them to do that, but it's just a different time now because you get fined and
you get suspended.
Back then it was like part of the game
almost.
Part of the game.
The No Fun League, NFL, there you go.
Well, it's easy for us to say that.
Exactly. You know, back in the day, son.
It's always that.
They didn't wear helmets.
Back when I was young, our shoulder pads were made of, I don't even know what I was going to say.
Okay. You keep up the comedy, son. Okay, you'll work on that.
That's your dad taking a shot at you, Harrison.
I didn't get the making stuff up trait from dad. Because mom can't do that.
Yeah, mom's not a
Neither
good
Neither can
empire.
I.
Mom
we'll
likes
there.
To read the script. Yeah,
you
right,
got
right.
time.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Can you guys sing something for us?
Yeah, in fact, Harrison's going to do a little song. My mom celebrated her 80th birthday. We had a surprise party for her, and we all sang to her songs and stories. And this is what my son Harrison sang. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, I love it.
Yep, yeah.
All right.
Here you go.
Dear Prudence, won't you come out to play? Dear Prudence, greet the brand new day. The sun is up, the sky is blue, it's beautiful, so are you, dear Prudence. Won't you come out to play? Dear Prudence, open up your eyes. Dear Prudence, see the sunny skies. The wind is low, the birds will sing that you are part of everything, dear Prudence. Won't you open up your eyes?
Can you see the pride on my face right now? I mean, this is amazing.
Oh, sure.
Very cool. Yeah. He's being serious.
I really am, and I'm sending Mom a video right now. Yeah. Yeah.
Dear Prudence, let me see you smile. Dear Prudence, like a little child, the clouds will be a daisy chain, so let me see you smile again, dear Prudence. Won't you come out to play?
Nice job, Harrison. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. That's a tough song.
Yeah. The kid knows every Beatles song. It's just crazy.
Hold up. I got to get the headphones out of there.
Is that from your kind of I mean, we all influence our kids, but
I think, Harrison, would you think it was me playing as a kid? He's a drummer. Really, he's a drummer.
Okay.
Exceptional drummer. And he always was playing drums since he's been a kid. And so we've been, like, 2 years old, we were jamming. I bought him a drum set, electronic drum set, and we jam. And he just started playing guitar one day and piano. Like,
That's just so cool.
It's more of an ear thing, you know?
Yep. That takes a lot. Listen, to just pick up a guitar, too, on the radio. This is live radio, and you just did that. That's to be commended. That's excellent. Thank you
very
much.
I'm so scared. I need my mommy.
Don't worry. I sent Mom the video. You're good. Okay. You're good.
Listen, if you were my kid, I would have grounded the daylights out of you.
I love it.
All right, so Frank, you could buy Flex tickets. Yeah, he's going to write five shows. Those are good for five shows?
Yeah, this is our 25th year of season tickets, a great Christmas gift. And we always put season tickets on sale this time of year because great Christmas present. Five tickets. And you're buying an experience. What you're doing for your spouse or your loved one or your aunt, mom, dad, aunt, or uncle, you're buying them an experience for $170. Five shows. They can pick their seats, and it's quite the savings. It's a $25 savings off the regular ticket price. Plus, if you're a season ticket holder, you get an extra bonus show. We do a private show just for our season ticket holders. Well, to try and sell them season tickets to the next year. So they get a special show.
That's cool.
I'll throw cookies down their throat. You know, they get some... have some fun, some one-on-one with us, give away some great prizes. And we usually sell about 1,400 season ticket hunters a year. So it's kind of a cool to be that. And it's such a great idea for Christmas because, you know, you're thinking about, do I give a gift card? Do I give them?
Yeah.
How about give them an experience of theater?
Live entertainment.
Live entertainment.
Absolutely.
And it's not like anything else. I call it Saturday Night Live, musical theater. That's exactly what it is.
That's fantastic. You know?
Yeah.
You guys, this is so much fun. Thank you for being here.
This was
check
awesome.
Out Frank's Christmas show. It's at the beautiful Meyer Theater. Fun show. He's already put us in the mood tonight, folks. So go out and get some tickets November 29th through December 27th. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure.
This was a good time.
It's been a pleasure serving with you here.
It's pretty cool. First time on the radio.
Yeah. Is it your first time on the radio?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
You have to bring him back.
I will.
Sometimes that's good. Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty sweet. I've never really been in the studio.
It's kind of
before.
A cool studio. Like, it's right here downtown Green Bay. You can see people walking by.
He's going to take my gig.
I might.
All right.
Seems pretty enticing.
Thanks so much, guys. Break a leg. Keep up the great work. We're coming right back. It's a bar band Friday night.
Thanks,
Terry
Pete.
Barr will be here. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight with the Herman's Boys on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That question to the experts. Assuming that there are some out there, they're probably alone. Solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime. She said, but you're probably gonna say
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin farmers may be able to get a slow-moving vehicle sign for their farm equipment for free. The Marshfield Clinic Research Institute's National Farm Medicine Center and AgriBility of Wisconsin are offering the free signs in the hopes that they'll help farmers avoid accidents when using equipment like tractors on the roads. Any farmers interested in obtaining the free signs should contact AgriBility. The signs must be mounted in the center of the back of the vehicle and be clean enough to ensure other drivers can clearly see them. Wisconsin once again set a new record high for employment in October, making it six straight months of record-setting employment levels. According to a press release from Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Workforce Development, the state added 8,500 jobs from the September report, with a total of over 3 million people employed last month. The unemployment rate has also remained at historically low levels at less than 3%. In a statement, Governor Evers credited strategic, targeted investments to support the economy and workforce. If you've ever felt nervous about meeting up with someone from an internet marketplace, the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office and Duluth Police Department have you covered. The law enforcement agencies have established a safe exchange space for people to pick up items they've purchased online at the Joint Public Safety Building on North Arlington Avenue. The space in the parking lot is marked with yellow paint and is under constant video surveillance. Officials say parents can also use the space for child custody exchanges if necessary. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources decided to issue permits for the Line 5 relocation project on Thursday. The project spans northern Wisconsin from Superior to Lower Michigan. It currently runs through the Bad River Reservation in Ashland, but members of the Bad River Band have been pushing to relocate the pipeline for years. Critics of the project's new location plans say it could still impact the environment surrounding the reservation. Enbridge Energy still needs permit approval from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba, who's up for a good old-fashioned boxing match. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson square off this weekend. Paul took to his social media platforms to troll Tyson by wearing diamond-spiked ear covers to get under the former champ's skin. The dig is from when Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear years ago. Not allowed in boxing. Paul is the odds-on favorite to win the fight. According to oddsmakers, Paul is the odds-on favorite due to the fact that Tyson hasn't fought in 19 years, has been near death due to illness more than once, and is more than twice Paul's age. Come on, Iron Mike. Sometimes people struggle after they retire. This appears to be the case for actress Cameron Diaz, who is ending her 11-year hiatus from show business. Diaz has been cast opposite Jamie Foxx in the Netflix spy movie called Back in Action, a comedy thriller. The duo previously starred together in the film Annie. Back in Action drops January 17th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, some foggy areas and lows in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, highs upper 40s to near 50. A few showers around Saturday night, then breezy, mid-40s and partly sunny Sunday. Currently 35 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will take a look at what happened over the weekend. Don't worry, nothing. Well, yeah, some things are going to happen over the weekend. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Hey! Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back. We are barreling through a Friday night show here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. That was so much fun having Frank Hermans live in the studio. He is always such a blast. And it was fun to meet Harrison. He crushed that Prudence song. Dear Prudence, I'm sorry. Great tune. I have not heard that song literally in probably 30 years. So it's fun to hear a 13-year-old kid singing it and doing such a great job. That was fun. Terry will be along in just a moment. We have we had an issue with our phone. We're going to get Terry on the phone, and she'll be along shortly. In the meantime, here are a couple texts. Our question tonight, share a Packer Bear memory, if you would, and give us a prediction. What do you think the score will be? 855-752-4842. Steady Eddie says, Pete, I have a distant and fuzzy memory of watching the Bears versus the Packers in the 60s. I watched the game with my family on our 19-inch black and white TV. George Halas was the Bears coach. Vince Lombardi coached the Packers. Billy Wade and Bart Starr were the opposing quarterbacks. I don't remember the outcome of the game, but I do know the Packers did not lose much in those glory years. They certainly did not. Steady Eddie says, this Sunday, Packers 99, Bears a big fat zero. Not just a zero. Steadfast Edwards says it's a big fat zero. That is a bold prediction. I hope they cover that spread, Steady Eddie. That's going to be rough. Greg from Waukesha says, so Packers running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with appendicitis. I did not know that. This may be only a question that Mike Whitman knows, but how long does appendicitis take to recover from? Is this a season ending last for the Pack? I don't know. Conrad, do you know that? Appendicitis, how long does that last?
I think that's probably a month.
Come on.
That's where they have to remove it, right?
I think so.
I think that's...
He can play.
Well, maybe not.
You don't run with your appendix. Come on, get out there, son. All right, keep those texts coming, folks. So much fun when you guys are part of the show. Right now, we are moving forward. It is Bar Band Friday night, and we have our very good friend Terry Barr on the line with us right now. She is the co-host of Max Inc. Radio, and a staple on this show and one of our absolute favorites. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Pete. Happy Friday, you guys, and everybody listening. How you doing?
We are much better now that you are here. So thank you for being with us as always. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's always good to like hit Friday and be like, yeah. You know, some weeks are better than others, and this week I think we're all just kind of tired after the election still.
I think
isn't
so.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. And you know what? Yeah. It's for New Wisco weekend. I was so done with the election last week. It was so intense, and, you know, going down to Madison and coming back, and we were polarized, and now we're starting the rebuilding process. But I picked my movie pick of the week for New Wisco Weekend is the movie Election with Matthew Broderick and Reese Witherspoon.
I love that movie.
Isn't it great?
Yes.
So I figure that's a good way to unwind with a student council election compared to this national election that we just witnessed.
Oh, and there's so many good moments in that movie. Oh, very good choice.
So, and you do such great work on that show as well. And we love our time with you here tonight. So I know we had a phone issue. We're probably a minute or two behind with you, and every moment is precious. So who do you got this week, Terry? Who can you introduce us to?
I am so glad you brought up our new Wisco Weekend show,
yeah,
because the first band, the Civil Engineers, is part of that show this weekend.
Oh,
I feel
nice.
I feel so lucky I get to do stories based on whatever our topic might be.
Yeah.
But then I always get to do some kind of music story too, which is such a joy. But our topic this week, very loosely based on books and reading and literacy. I decided, okay, I know somebody who's in a band. She's the lead singer, songwriter. Her name is Molly Fish. Her whole band met when they worked at Epic Systems. That's the medical records company in Verona.
Huh.
Yeah, but, you know, that's one of those where you work hard. And she said, I did. I made some decent money, but the only thing she ever really wanted to do was be a musician.
Nice.
Or buy a bookstore. So That's what she is now, a bookstore owner, local, independent, and she's got this terrific band. And so that is why I interviewed her for New Wisco Weekend. Where else are you going to find a terrific musician who also owns a bookstore?
That sounds like a great life. I mean, my gosh, to have two really cool things that are both creative that you do and are good for your brain. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and the song, this is one of those interesting ones, again, where you and I always go, do people really do this? The song is called Stay Down, and she wrote it to a man who came into her bookstore and said, who would open a bookstore these days? So basically she wrote the song saying, you know what, if you are trying to push me down, no, I'm going to push you down and you can just stay down, because who comes in and says something like that?
It's a really strange thing to say. You're absolutely, right. So we have, all right, so this is is it the Civic or Civil?
Civil
Engineers. Okay. So this is our first song from Terry tonight. Yeah. The Civil Engineers, Stay Down on Bar Band Friday Night. We'll be right back. Great song.
Isn't that awesome?
What genre? Like, I hear funk in there and some brass. Yep. Like, what are we working with there, Terry? What kind of genre are they under, would you say?
I don't know that they put themselves in a box. Yeah. They just go with what feels good. And most of their songs sound very similar to this.
Okay.
But they, yeah, there's some that they move a lot faster. They're a little more rocky edged. And then, of course, with her voice, she can do some sultry things, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really good. One of my favorite bands in the Madison area.
That had like some serious like girl power behind it or something. Honestly, like, and maybe because you kind of teed us up and told us where the song came from, maybe.
Yeah. And I love her line about, you know, don't come through the door that you're too afraid to walk through, right, sir.
Now, this is cool. I was looking at their website while the song was on. They've won a Madison Area Music Award. They've won two for Best Pop Album of the Year in 2022 and in 2018.
Yeah.
That's
fantastic.
They've
been around together a long time. Molly told me they met when they worked at Epic, as I mentioned, but she said they all worked there for like 8 or 9 years. So they've been around for a while, and obviously the sound, that is one of their newer songs, the sound tells how much they've been playing together.
So where, like, typically where would we see them around Madison? I assume they play, you know, I was looking at their site, and they have some old dates up there, but Harmony Bar, Monona Community Festival, that kind of stuff, or they have a place they like to play
in
more
fact,
than
that? Moving forward, because now Molly, being a bookstore owner, she said a couple of the guys in the band, too, are taking on either other bands that they're working with or other positions at jobs, that they're going to kind of work on some new music over the winter, and then they're going to hit the summer circuit really hard.
That's great. Have they been on Max Inc. or Live in the Lair?
They have been in various forms. Not always the whole band can be there. So we've had, you know, 4 or 5 of them. They're a pretty big band. But I sure hope when their new album is ready that we can get them on ASAP.
So we have about a minute to the break, Terry. Do you want to set up the next band and then we can just hit it hard coming back from the break with Bing Bong? Yeah, tell us about the other
I'm playing probably with you two of my favorite Madison area bands.
Oh, nice.
Very different, both led by female vocals and songwriters. Bing Bong has been together since, I think it's 2012, so another band that's been together for a while. They have a brand new album coming out in a week, and we are going to get a first listen.
Nice.
Yeah, they're coming in to play a bunch of their brand new songs live.
Tomorrow?
Most have not been heard.
Oh, that's so great. And this is tomorrow on the show?
Tomorrow night on Max Inc. You got it.
Oh, that's so great. All right, we're going to hear Bing Bong right after a very short break, folks. Don't go anywhere. Get your texts in. We can read them right at the end of the show. Terry Barr is here helping us close down another week of Nightlight with Bar Band Friday Night. So much fun. We will be right back with more Bar Band Friday Night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same.
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to part two of Bar Band Friday Night with our friend and Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr. We just heard the Civil Engineers. Great stuff. And we discussed a little bit before the break, Bing Bong. Anything else you want to add before we hear this this song as well, Terry? Walk the Wire?
Yeah, this is from their last album, but this is actually a live version. They did this in front of a live audience. The new album that we mentioned, that's coming out in the next week, and we are going to get a first listen to some of the songs off of the new album for the very first time when they play live in studio on Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night from 9 to 10. I cannot wait.
That will be fun. All right, let's hear Bing Bong and the film Walk the Wire, brought to you especially from Terry Barr. That's a fun song.
Isn't that fun? Rocky That's is awesome. Not dead. It's official.
Yeah, it never was, right? Come on.
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
They were looking. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Terry.
Oh, I was just going to tell you, they were just crowned the new Rock Performer of the Year at this year's Madison Area Music Association Awards.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a fun show tomorrow night. Check out Live in the Lair tomorrow night from 9 to 10, and you can hear Bing Bong. I was looking at their website, too. They did a 30-minute music hour a few years ago on PBS, too. So they have been around a while, and that's so cool.
Yeah, and she is inspired, if you can't tell, by the Pretenders.
Yes, yes. I didn't think of that, but I was like, who is... This reminds me of someone, and I could not place it. But yes, as soon as you said that,
yeah. But they have their own vibe, obviously.
Yeah.
Their voice is very reminiscent of Chrissy Hynde, but they bop around, and they're just a really fun band to watch and listen to. So it's going to be a great time.
You could tell great energy, Terry. Thank you so much. This is always so much fun, and I cannot wait already until next Friday. Thank you so much.
See you then. Bye.
Thanks. Have a great show tomorrow night. That's Terry Barr. Barr Band Friday night. So much fun. Do you have a favorite, Conrad, of the two that we heard?
I really like that just sound behind Bing Bong.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I don't know.
I was tapping my foot the whole time.
Yeah, me too. I like them. I want to say, as far as song to song, I might go Civil Engineers, though, but they're both great.
They were both awesome.
That's fun.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. So I think we've got most of our people say the Packers are gonna win.
Go Pack Go.
Oh, here we go. Aunt Carla. Hey, Conrad and Pete, sort of listening, telling my flight crew about your show. They love comedy. That's awesome, Carla. Thank you for spreading the word. And she says, watching Mike Tyson, too. He's not fighting yet, is he?
No, I think he's like two more fights before.
He's a pretty old guy. He's going to.
It's past his bedtime,
I would
probably.
Say so.
Yeah.
He had the early bird special. Now he's going to lace up the gloves. All right. Thanks so much to Frank Hermans and Harrison Hermans for coming into the studio tonight. That was fun. Thank you to Terry Barr. And thank you for all your texts and being part of Nightlight. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will be back to do it all again Monday night. I'll be in Madison. Please join us. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I am Pete Schwabe, and this has been Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be joined by President of the Union, Reed Galen, also a founder of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.